With Marshall's song, we throw open the doors of the church by the side of the road to you, and we are so glad that you are here. Many of you do not attend church anywhere else, and some of you cannot get out to attend, and so we are glad to have this service especially for you. The church by the side of the road is everybody's church, and so regardless of who you are or where you are, we invite you to write us if you have a burden, a problem, or a need. When you write, you may address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me. And he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
The Bible tells how Jesus brought a little child and set it in the midst of his disciples and said, "Except ye be converted and become as a little child, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." There are many qualities about a little child that capture the human heart. A child, placing his confidence and trust and love in an older person, gets the love and care that he needs to sustain him and bring him to maturity. Jesus said that we should become as little children. But before the quality of a little child can manifest itself through us, we must be converted. Being converted makes all the difference in the world. Being converted means to change. A lot of people would like a change in their lives, but find it is not within their power to make the change. They try for a while and then give up, for it is beyond their human strength and power to change their own lives. My friend, if there is anything you do not understand, if you have a spiritual problem, you can find the answer in the Bible. Would you like to know what the first step toward conversion is? Jesus said, "Come unto me. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and my yoke is easy and my burden is light." When you come to him, the first thing the Lord does for you is to forgive all your trespasses. Then he says, "And he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." The Lord receives you. The Bible says, when a man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. The things he once loved, he now hates. And the things he once hated, he now loves. When that happens to one, he has a new heart, a new personality, a new walk, a new set of values. Then it is possible to look to the Heavenly Father, to put one's trust in God and become as a little child. A little child is full of hope, sunshine, enthusiasm, cheerfulness, humility, faith and trust, and is joyfully finding new things in life every day. Many people are converted. Some are converted to a religion. There are thousands of religions in the world today. Some are converted to a way of thinking. Some are converted to follow a person. But that kind of conversion does not bring about the change of heart that makes a man a new creature in Christ. But being converted to Christ, who gave his life for us, who shed his blood for the remission of our sins, that is what makes the difference. That brings a change of heart and makes us new creatures in Christ Jesus. Then we are as a little child, and a whole new life is open to us. The Bible says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether, more to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." These are just a few of the qualities that will become inherent in the life of a Christian who is really converted, not to a religion, not to a way of thinking or to a person, but who is converted to Christ. "But there are some," Jesus said, "who do not want to be converted. Do you know why? They are set in their ways and do not want to change their way of thinking." Jesus said they do not want to be converted lest Jesus should heal them. Here, let me read it to you from the Bible. These are the words of Jesus. "For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their hearts, and should be converted, and I should heal them." And so, my friend, when we withhold our hearts and lives from the Lord, we just keep back from ourselves many blessings and benefits that the Lord has provided for us and is willing to give us. They have been there in the Bible for us all the time, but we have to be converted. We have to come to Jesus and become as a little child in order to receive them. And besides that, Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." And so it is necessary to come to the Lord. I'm so glad that I do not have to ask you to come to me or to come to anyone else, but only to come to Jesus. And when you come to him, all of the promises of the Word of God belong to you. My friend, if you would like to come to him today, or if you would like to open your heart and your ears and receive of his promises, if you would like to draw closer to him, won't you bow your head with me now? And our Father, you see the heads that are bowed in Radio Land today, and you understand and know the need of every heart and life. Place thy nail-pierced hand upon every bowed head. and we ask that you will bring salvation. You will bring that change of heart and life that makes men new creatures in Christ. We ask that you will wash away and cleanse every sin by thy precious blood. And we ask that you will bring healing to those who are sick and afflicted, and that you will bring to deliverance to those who are mentally tormented. Our Father, we ask that you will meet the need of everyone who is listening in today. We ask in thy name. Amen. Now, friend, if you would like a copy of today's message, you may have one free of charge if you will just write and request it. And when you write, you may address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan. And be sure and write us a letter this week. Write to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan.